You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, the Shoe Swap's own community radio, coming to you from our studio in downtown Salmon Arm. Community radio, a non-commercial alternative, stressing diversity in music and viewpoint. Check out voiceoftheshoeswap.ca to find out what The Voice has in store for you. I'm Richard Sevigné, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we have a return engagement of globetrotting trumpeter and songwriter Mike Field here in Salmon Arm at the Nexus Theater. I'll let Mike introduce the next song, but first Mike shares some of the experiences of his last tour.
You mentioned playing in Korea. What's some of the other highlights from that tour that you did? Where did you go?
Definitely South Korea was a huge highlight. Playing more shows in the Okanagan Valley right off the bat, that was amazing. And also on Vancouver Island, that was the first time that I'd even been to Vancouver Island.
Okay.
And we did a series of shows out there. That was really, really nice. On the South Island of New Zealand, there was a venue called Scott's Brewery. And so it's a microbrewery,
right,
in a town called Oamaru, which is about 3 hours south of Christchurch. And it was where a lot of people moved from Christchurch after the earthquake.
Right.
So it gentrified really, really quickly. And it's this amazing town. Like I had heard of it, and I had driven through it once before as a tourist going around New Zealand. But Oamaru is the steampunk capital of New Zealand, right? Steampunk. I barely even knew what that was. And then, you know, you look it up and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that. It's like this artistic aesthetic that has to do with like repurposing old machinery, but making new technology using old machinery. And once you see, if you look it up, you'll totally recognize it. So playing in Oamaru was phenomenal. We did two shows at this brewery, and if you go on Facebook, you'll see some photos of us playing in front of these humongous beer containers, beer vats, or whatever. So that was amazing. Also in Australia, we really expanded in Australia last year, so we got to play some really nice jazz clubs. That was great, and we're expanding even more this year and playing in Tasmania this year, which will be phenomenal. And then, South Korea, and then I headed over to Europe and played in Germany and the Netherlands. So the highlight, definitely the Netherlands was phenomenal. It was unexpectedly amazing. We only got to do one show, and it was a band from the Netherlands. So we only did that one concert together. They were really young, recent grads from the jazz school in The Hague, and they just killed it. And we were playing at this venue on a beach.
Nice.
It's like this tent restaurant in a beach, and they've got jazz on Sundays. That was phenomenal. And then some. Then there were a couple of really nice jazz clubs in Germany where we played. So yeah, I don't know. It's impossible to nail it, pin it down to one single highlight.
Earlier this year in April, I got to play in South Korea in Seoul, and it took months and months to plan. I started getting in touch with the venues in it must have been July, the year before, and. And I had to communicate with these people in Korean, of course, because that's their language. And I was sending my emails out to get translated beforehand, and then managed to book a couple dates. And in January, I called the venue and was like, "Hey, you know, it's Mike calling from Canada. I just want to reconfirm our dates for April because I'm about to buy my flight, and you know, want to make sure that it's on." And they're like, "Yeah, sweet, all good, man. We're looking forward to seeing you." And so I buy my flight. And then, of course, less than one month before, I get an email from the venue saying, "Oh, yeah, Mike, you know, we're going to be renovating our venue, so we can't do the gig anymore. Send." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, really?" So we go back and forth, and we ended up making it all work out. It wasn't an unstressful experience, but we totally made it work out. And after all of the emails being translated and just pushing to make it all happen, I flew to Seoul and played some phenomenal jazz clubs with some local musicians, and they were such wonderful people, and it ended up being such a great experience. It was so, so nice, and it just kind of taught me that persisting through those ridiculous situations sometimes can definitely be worth it, because meeting the Korean musicians and playing the shows with them was so, so amazing. That story really has nothing to do with the next tune that we're going to do for you. The next song is from the second album, And it's a ballad. It has some lyrics, but I'm not going to sing it for you. I'll play the melody on the trumpet. And it's called The Last of the Summer Days. And we just had a video come out for it earlier this year. And Justin Glibbery on piano is going to start us out. This is The Last of the Summer Days.
Thank you.
Thank you.